Khan from Saudi says that there is a drink, a healthy drink called, I don't know if I wrote it right, it's called kafir. So I hope it has nothing to do with any disbelievers or kafirs. I might have heard it wrong. And she says that it's made of yogurt and milk, and they put few things, and to be fermented for 24 hours. There is an amount of alcohol in it, which is between 0.1 to 0.3%. This is negligible. Even if you take like a dozen of these drinks or these food items, you will not be wasted or intoxicated. And the rule is, was given to us by the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, it is not the percentage of alcohol or the presence of alcohol. It is the result of consuming a lot of quantity of it. If it intoxicates a person, then a drop of it becomes haram. Let's take brandy. Brandy, if you take 3-4 glasses, you get drunk. So even one single drop in chocolate would make it haram. But for example, in Saudi Arabia, why did I ask, do we have it in Saudi Arabia? Because it goes through the standards organization, which governs and checks all food items that come in Saudi Arabia. And to my knowledge, they are very efficient in what they do. May Allah Azza wa Jal guide them and give them power to keep up the good work. They would have blocked it. Now, there is beer that we buy on the markets, and it has 0.5, 0.6 grams of a percent of alcohol. But even this kind of beer, if you drink it, if you take 3 or 4 bottles, or even a half a pack, it would not affect your sanity. It would not intoxicate you, and hence this is halal. It was the Prophet who said himself, alayhi salatu wasalam, whatever intoxicates a lot of it, the very few or the very little of it is haram.